So, Luke, there's been crowds of people lining up to buy gold. Why is the demand for gold soaring at the moment?
It's been quite amazing, quite unusual. What's happened in the last year or so, gold has shot up nearly or over 50%. It's come back a little bit
Wow.
since then, but what's been driving that has been what I would say mum and dad investors. So let's start with what's been happening for the last 2 or so years. So gold's been an upward trajectory for about 2 years since 2024, but it's actually been on an upward trajectory even longer. But it's been dips and over that time. Behind that long trajectory has been a really strong pickup in demand from emerging market central banks, particularly Russia and China. And they've been banning gold because their traditional reserve assets of the United States dollar, US dollar, or euro, and that now carries greater risk to those emerging economies because the US Treasury and European Union economies have been using reserve status of the dollar and euro to impose financial sanctions on countries, and that's it's a bad thing for those emerging economies. So gold doesn't have any sanctions. There's been demand for that. That's led to a general pickup in the price of gold. And more recently, I guess mum and dad investors are seeing gold, and they've been to some extent it's getting a bit of a meme vibe to it now. So they've been attracted to the rising prices, much like with Bitcoin, and that's further spurred the price of gold. What we've seen with people actually going buy physical gold is probably the height of the excitement for gold now.
So gold is seen as a safe haven, asset.
Yes.
Why is it seen as a safe haven asset?
It's a 10,000-year-old story with gold. It's been in demand for different cultures over time. It has some properties that make it a store of wealth, so it doesn't corrode. It's durable, and it's a physical item, and it's rare. So these things make it a give it the properties to make it a unique store of wealth. But it's because of this demand for these ETF products, it's becoming a little bit more financialized, and it's potentially losing some of those safe haven characteristics. For example, typically when things are uncertain, we see equity prices collapse and gold price surge. There is heightened uncertainty, I guess, with what's going on within the US and just generally in the global economy. But we've seen the S&P 500 reach record highs. At the same time, gold has reached record highs. This is something that I don't think has ever happened before. So I think maybe gold is potentially losing some of that safe haven status because people are seeing the prices rise so much that then they want a piece of that, and it's maybe becoming a bit more financialized than what it was before.
Yeah. So people, it sounds like the price is going up because of these ETFs, but people are kind of looking to gold as kind of a traditional safe haven asset in terms of, there's a bit of financial uncertainty at the moment. So people are turning to gold as a safe haven asset. Is that right?
I think that's a little bit, but I don't think that's the dominant story. I think the dominant story is people getting that fear of missing out, so
Yeah,
seeing
okay.
prices rise and they want to get in before. And that's it's actually a logical thing. If you see something rising and you expect it to keep going, it's better to get in today than tomorrow because you'll pay
Yeah.
more tomorrow. And
So
in the background,
is gold a good investment option then? Do you think people should be rushing to buy it?
I think you have to be careful. Gold has something that's different to other assets. It doesn't actually pay you any income. If I buy a house or a commercial or like a factory or something, I've got rent from that property. I get the asset, so it has a capital value, but it also generates income. If I buy a bond, a government bond, they pay me interest every year. If I buy shares in BHP or Commonwealth Bank, they pay a pretty good dividend. So I've got something, I get an income. With gold, I just got the gold and I hope it goes up. If it doesn't go up, well, it could go down, and gold has gone down in price in the past. So
Yeah.
there's nothing that generates any income. Now, I think, and the Reserve Bank of Australia does this, you can lend gold, but I don't think everyone can do that. Like mum and dad can't just go and lend their gold. And if you do lend gold, it's quite large volumes, and you can earn income that way, but I don't think that's available to everyone.
Right, that's interesting. So is gold currently at the highest price it's ever been?
Yes, in real and nominal terms, so what you see, but also if you were to remove inflation and look at it compared to a basket of goods, the same basket of goods over time, what the price is now is higher than it's ever been. So there's been two other spikes in the 70s when we had the oil price shocks in the US and Australia due to what was going on in the Middle East and big in pickup in inflation, but also during the global financial crisis in the 2000s.
It's really interesting, Luke. I really appreciate you taking your time to speak with me today.
Oh, no worries. It's been great talking to you.